Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Hey, Mandy, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Who are we ghost hunting for today?
We are hunting for Brady.
Okay, who is he?
So he's this guy. We met on a dating app, but I'm telling you, I've been swiping left and right for months, and I went out with this guy and we had like a really good time. Like, we just had a super fun, it was just like a really fun date. We laughed a lot, we did a lot of great stuff, but he's ghosted me completely since then, and I have no idea. I have no clue why.
It was a one and done ghosting, like one date then gone.
Yes, exactly. That's it. Like, I've heard nothing from him, and I have pretty good cues. Like, I can sense when somebody's not into me, and I just, like, I don't know. I'm so surprised by it. It's really caught me off guard. I've heard nothing from him.
Mandy, what'd you guys do on your date?
We had such a good time. We went to, like, a bunch of different bars and restaurants. We went to karaoke. We just, like, had such a good time laughing and hanging out with anybody.
So it was just the two of you?
Yeah, but you know how when you go to, like, bar, I'm telling you, we were, like, that couple. That when you're at a bar, we were just like having a good time. Everybody at the bar, like, we were all talking and hanging out. It just felt like natural and good. I don't know.
Did politics come up? Did religion come up? Did anything else super polarizing come up?
I mean, not that I can think of. There wasn't any point where it was like, you know?
Yeah.
We were just, like, having regular conversation about, like, work. We told me about his family, about his, like, brother. You know, like, we talked about our families a lot because I have a lot of brothers. He only has one brother, but still. No, there was nothing that was, like, particularly surprising, so I don't get it.
How did the date end?
We said goodnight, and then, I mean, he didn't kiss me. It was just our first date and everything, so... Mm-hmm. I didn't think that, you know, I thought he was being like a gentleman and being respectful and everything. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys discuss any of his passions or anything he's really fired up about while you were on the date? Like, could you pick up on anything that would have been a hot point or a touch point or something for him?
I'm telling you, not that I can think of. I mean, he talked about how he's really passionate about people being considerate, which is also why this, like, surprised me. And we've been talking for weeks before we went out. He called me before the date to confirm. Like, he seemed like he's a real gentleman. And so even just, like, not hearing from him it's so odd.
Jeff actually knows why he ghosted.
Why?
Well, the reason I asked the question about his passion is because you did something that insulted him, poked him right in the heart.
Oh no!
And you did something that night that he can't recover from because it's his passion.
Was I rude?
Was
I rude to somebody?
He feels like you were because he's so passionate about this, and you were not. As a matter of fact, he thinks that you were disrespectful and insulting. Do you have any idea what this passion might be?
I mean, we were having such a good time at the karaoke bar. Like, he was very into, like, all of the dancing and, like, the music and everything. But I don't think that I did. Like, I didn't interrupt anybody's song or anything. You know, like, I didn't.
Wow.
So no,
I think of it.
So you have no idea.
No.
Oh, no, she just accidentally insulted him.
All right, hold on, okay?
Sure.
All right, Jen, you are going to laugh your butt off.
Okay.
When you find out what the passion is.
Oh, my gosh, I cannot wait to hear it. All right, we'll find out what the passion is, and Mandy will finally learn.
And how she insulted it.
Oh, Mandy will learn why she insulted Brady so bad that he ghosted her. We'll get the answer here in 3 minutes.
And now we return to the ghost hunt already in progress.
On the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
We tracked down the people who have ghosted you, and this morning we're ghost hunting for Mandy. Mandy, if somebody's just jumping into the Jeff and Jen Show, will you give them like a quick little recap of who you're looking for and why?
Sure. So Brady and I went out on this really great date. We went to a bunch of bars. We were having a really good time. We were like singing and dancing. And I haven't heard from him since. I've heard nothing, and I have no clue why, because I really felt like we were vibing.
And you said he seems like a gentleman too, that he did all these gentlemanly things. So ghosting doesn't seem like a gentlemanly thing to do.
Right. He was so considerate. So I can't imagine what I did that was so appalling to him.
Well, I have the audio right here. It's queued up to my conversation with him. And we're going to dive right into what passion he has that you insulted violently on your date, unbeknownst to you. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go for it.
I love karaoke. So we went and did karaoke. And I'm not perfect, but I think I'm pretty good. But I didn't expect her to be so bad.
Oh.
I mean, just so... so bad. I mean, the words are right there. They're right there. It's not that hard, you know?
So what you're saying is karaoke is a big enough part of your life that her inability to do it well is a deal breaker.
If you can't follow along simple words. And look, karaoke can be tough. I get it. You know, there are certain songs that are so fast that I steer clear. But I mean, when you're looking at some songs that are almost basically just talking, you know, and you can't keep up.
Did she know that your date was going to be a karaoke night?
Yeah, yeah. I said, okay. I'm going to do karaoke, and she was like, okay, that's, you know, that's cool. I'm up for that.
If she had said to you, oh, man, I am not good at karaoke, or...
She didn't say anything. She sounded kind of excited about it, you know? So I was like, all right, this will be fun.
But he was so offended by her poor singing abilities that he ghosted?
This is crazy. Is he serious?
That's what I'm wondering. Are you for real?
Yes, he's for real. Couldn't you hear his voice?
I mean, grow up.
It's karaoke. That's the point. I'm not auditioning for something. It's karaoke.
You're auditioning for his heart, Mandy.
I mean... who does he think he is? Like, it's not about that karaoke is about having a good time.
Apparently, he thinks he's Simon Cowell, and you are not going to Hollywood.
You butchered it so badly. And here's the thing. You didn't insult karaoke. You were up for it.
You're just bad at it.
Well, I just think he's such a jerk if that's really the issue that he's got. This is crazy to me.
It makes you feel like there's some other screws loose.
No, it doesn't. If there's some other screw loose, like, you wouldn't throw the karaoke out there if it was something different. Like, the karaoke is so bizarre that that's exactly what it is, and it's beautiful.
No, I know that's exactly what it is, but I'm saying if that's exactly what it is, he's got some screws loose.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I did ask him. Go ahead, Mandy. Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. No, you go. It's okay.
No, you go. You're more fun.
Well, I just don't understand who takes karaoke that seriously that you're going to completely write somebody else off.
Well, it gets better, Mandy, because I did ask him if there is any chance the two of you could go out again.
You know, no, I can't. Especially after kind of, I almost feel, you know, talking about it like this for everybody to hear, it would just be a little too weird, I think. So,
all right, well.
Let that one go.
Do you even remember what song it was that you quote unquote butchered so badly you couldn't keep up with the words on?
Alanis Morissette's You Wanna Know. But I did mess up the, like, yeah, the, you know.
How could you mess it up? The words are right in front of you.
I have a really great idea. I think you should go out with your girlfriends. I think you should have a couple drinks. And I think you should record yourself singing like a goodbye song. And you should send it to them because another bit of revenge. She could get really, really good at a karaoke song.
And crush it.
And crush it at the bar when he's there. Take that.
Or you just chalk this up as dodging a bullet and you don't waste any more time in your life chasing a guy who is passionate about karaoke bar karaoke.
Yeah, I definitely think it's the latter of those options. But I think I'm working upwards. Like, Nick!
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.